pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and thanks everybody out there for being there. Somebody was calling in with a tip for me, I think, and dropped off. Mary Rose, if he calls back, move him to the head of the list, because he apparently had a recommendation on how to get Nelly to stop chewing and tearing up stuff, which would be interesting. She just has so much energy. It's just incredible. She's so much fun. Logan had a dog at one point that his name was Tony, and he would take pillows and just turn them into shred them to completely, you know, and very, very quickly. And she has taken up that activity. Nellie, our tree climbing dog, is who I'm talking about there. Telephone number to be with us is 866-444-3478. Let's see what I needed to catch up on. One quick thing before we go to the phones. I need to make sure I don't run out of time to cover. A lot of the new listeners are not familiar with the kind of bed preparation, you know, doing new planting that we recommend. There's a lot of different information out there about using different amendments and using different techniques, square foot gardening, lasagna, this, that, and the other thing, burying logs. All of that stuff is fine, but none of it works as well as the simple techniques that we've developed over a period of years, being in the landscape business, doing it ourselves, sharing information with gardeners and other landscape contractors and all that. And that is to put the organic amendments that we recommend on top of the native soil and till them into the native soil. The native soil becoming a very important part of the bed preparation. And when you add all these amendments, you're creating a naturally raised area. And the only time that becomes a problem is if it is raised so much that it blocks drainage, surface drainage that comes across. So you've got to be careful about how the beds are laid out. But other than that, you just, whether it's sand or clay, no matter what color it is, you mix the amendments into the existing soil, creating this blend that the plant roots will like, but more importantly, the microbes will like, beneficial bacteria, fungi and other microbes to help the plant roots and the top of the plant production. The, what amendments? Not peat moss, but compost, not expanded shale, but natural rocks like lava sand, azomites, granites, zeolite, things like that, and then sugars. Three categories, the compost and organic fertilizers, the rock minerals, like I just mentioned, and the third is sugars. You can use any sugar that you have, old sugars, old cookies and cakes, whatever. What I use the most are things like dry molasses and cornmeal. Cornmeal doesn't sound like a sugar, but it is, because it converts to sugar so quickly, and that's what stimulates the rich biological activity and gives you the growth of a beneficial organism called trichoderma. And trichoderma has this wonderful disease control for you. So you don't even have to deal with diseases in most cases if you use this bed preparation that we recommend. So that's the basic thing. If you have any questions about it and any detail you want to chat about, we can certainly do that at 866-444-3478. Right now, it's Michael's turn, Colorado Springs. Hi, Michael.
Good morning. I just want to alert you, you have an audio problem with feeding audio to your callers. Now that you put me on the air, your feed cleaned up, but when I was on hold, it was very difficult to understand.
Well, I appreciate you telling me about that. Sorry, and we'll try to get it fixed as soon as we can.
So I have an application where I have to use inorganic growing media because I need something that's light. So I'm working on pumice and rock wool and perlite and those kinds of things.
All right. Where is this, a roof or something?
Actually, it's a portable garden that I'm developing to deliver to seniors and disabled and people who can't get out in there.
Well, good for you. That sounds like a great idea.
So I'll email you a concept piece just
please.
For your information.
Please. Please do.
So to do this, you know, I've been doing containers for about 20 years, and I've been using, the inorganic fertilizer because that's, so I'm just, I would like to develop some kind of an organic, you know, fertilizer based on your technique that I could work into a liquid form that I could use to, irrigate the containers, three times a day, like, you know, I've developed. So I'm wondering, A, if that's possible, and B, you know, what direction of things that you would recommend that I experiment with.
Okay, great. So you're currently using things like perlite and vermiculite and what else?
Rock wool.
Okay.
So the pumice, I'm experimenting with pumice. So that end of it is pretty much taken care of.
Okay.
In terms of, because I've been working with that for 20 years. The question is now, I would
fertilizer?
Like to develop. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. We can help you with that. One thing I'd throw into that mix just to have in your back of your mind there, Michael, is that core, you know, coconut fiber might be an additional ingredient for you to consider because it would give you some very nice carbon in the mixture that none of that other stuff has, and it's going to make it.
Could you repeat that ingredient you just dropped out?
Yeah, it's called Coir. It's C-O-I-R. Coir is the name for coconut fiber, and it's available. It's easily available out there, and it's used a lot. It will provide the carbon for you for your system, and it'll make the fertility that I'm going to talk to you about function better and be longer lasting because you're going to have the carbon in there that the microbes need. Right now with those other things, which I don't have any problem with at all, those lightweight things, you don't have any carbon products at all, and so your customers are going to be happier longer if they've got biological activity in addition to just the synthetic fertilizers, okay? So
got it.
That would be one thing. Now, on the fertilizer, there's two basic groups I'd recommend for you to look at. First would be Garrett juice. The Garrett juice functions as a liquid fertilizer very, very well by itself. You can make it yourself from the main formula that's just the basic contents of Garrett juice. You can add to it fish and microbes and other things to make it more powerful. Or you can, if you don't want to do the mixing yourself, you can get one of the commercial products. So I would consider that. I would also consider some liquid organic fertilizers. And one of the best ones that I'd probably look at first is the Espoma line because they've got several organic fertilizers that work beautifully. And they're very available, bioavailable to plants and all, and are terrific. And they have them set up for different kinds, different categories of plants. They have some for flowering plants, some for orchids, some for this kind of plant, some for that kind of plant. They've got a starter mix. And a combination of Garrett juice and theirs, which has a little bit more kick quickly in some cases, might just be a perfect blend for your fertility for your beds, for your lightweight beds.
Could you spell that for me?
Espoma is E-S-P-O-M-A. Another beautiful thing about the Espoma line of products is they're easy to find. They're in the hardware stores, the feed stores, farm stores, garden centers across the country.
Great. Well, listen, I will I'm running a prototype project over the summer, and so I will head down that path and use those recommendations, and I'll send you some pictures and let you know how it works out.
That'd be great. I'd love to see it, Michael. I'm proud of what you're doing. What are you using for the boundaries of the bed, some kind of wood product?
Actually, I'm building this, you know, I really don't want to get too far into the development on the phone because, you know, it's a competitive product and
okay,
I want to
get
this people steal.
Yeah, you're still breaking up a little bit. We'll try to see what's going on. Are you on a cell phone or a speakerphone?
I am on a cell phone. I can now hear you clearly.
Okay.
My only complaint about the phone was when I was on hold.
Okay. I'm gonna have to run. Did you have something else for me?
Nope, we're good. Thank you so much.
Send me information. We'll talk more. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Ladybug, a new Earth natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Dram has designed and manufactured quality watering tools for over 75 years. Heavy-duty Dram sprinklers fit any size yard. Match any shape in your yard with a 9-pattern turret sprinkler. The oscillating sprinkler has 18 brass jets for uniform watering of up to 3,000 square feet. The spinning sprinkler creates a very fine soaking spray. Dram sprinklers, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, are available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at Dram.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth:
Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, let's get back to the phones and try to help some people with some gardening, and maybe some people call and help me with some stuff. You just never know. Here's Christy in Ovilla, Texas. Hey, Christy.
Good morning.
What's up?
We have an ash tree in our front yard that the roots are coming to or rising above the surface, or some of the roots, obviously. And we had a... I was concerned about him, and I've had a gentleman come out and look at our trees that's going to do some thinning out and so forth. Anyway, I asked him about it, and he suggested that you cut those roots and remove them, that they're just surface roots, and that it wouldn't harm the tree in any way. But I was just wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
Yeah, a couple of things. Saying that they're just surface roots is saying like it was – that's just my arm. The most important roots of a tree are at the surface. And the bulk of them are in the top 12 inches to 18 inches of soil. Sometimes it's genetic. Sometimes it's the way the irrigation has been done, Christy. They'll develop and swell right so close to the surface that they'll actually pop up and show, like you're seeing there. From the standpoint of the tree, there's nothing wrong with the tree at all. That's a healthy situation for the tree. The tree likes that condition. You don't like it probably because it's in the turf. Is that what we're dealing with?
Yes, very much.
Now, you can't, on the other hand, just looking at it 180 degrees, you can cut those roots off. I agree with that assessment. If you don't cut very many of them off, it's about like cutting off a limb up in the tree that's the same size. You see what I mean? And if you cut off too many of them, of those surface roots, you've really done damage to the feeder root system of the tree. It will probably live, but it's going to be stressed for a while it's trying to regrow those. Now, I also want to talk about thinning out the tree a little bit. What did he recommend on thinning out the top of the tree, and for what reason?
That particular tree isn't necessarily one of the ones that we were talking about. We have some other trees that these trees have not been pruned at all. We've been in here, we built like almost, 10 years ago. So the trees have been out there for 8 or 9, I guess. But the other trees we were talking about primarily were just for where the grass isn't growing well, and there are a lot of, fine little branches and twigs.
Right.
That have never been thinned.
Well, that's kind of where I was going. One is, if you have heavy shade, you're not going to be able to thin out enough to grow ground to grow grass under the trees, and it's a frustrating way to go. So you need to maybe just save some time and money and frustration and think about going with ground covers from the beginning. You don't want to over-thin the trees because, one, it's not going to help you with the light situation that much anyway, and, two, you may stress the trees. Are any of these trees live oaks or red oaks?
One of them is, let's see, we got a Chinese pistache and what is the one on the other side? I think it may be a red oak.
Okay. During the spring, it's not a good time to trim the red oaks because of the oak wilt possibility, so you might want to hold off on that one until the heat of summer, if you can. If you can't, I prune whenever I need to. But Chinese pistachio needs very little pruning at all unless there's just some visual change you want to make to the tree. Thinning out the dead wood in all of them is fine. And like I said, trimming those surface roots away is fine for your ash tree if you don't do too much of it and stress the plant that way. But a lot of people think that thinning out trees is, one, good for them, and two, is going to make the grass grow underneath. And generally speaking, that's not the case. The only thing that's going to help the grass is take the tree completely out so you have some direct sun hitting the grass. But most people, like me, you know, like the trees and want to just switch over to something that'll grow better, like various shade-loving ground covers, ferns, evergreen plants of various kinds, perennials that can grow in the shade and all that kind of thing. Incidentally, do you know what kind of ash it is?
I'm not certain.
Okay. You might send me a photograph of it.
Probably it's a paperwork from when we bought it.
Okay. If it's Arizona ash or green ash, those aren't highly high-quality trees. If it's Texas ash, which is a white ash or closely kin to it, it's a very good ash. So take a picture and send it to us, info@dirtdoctor.com. Maybe I'll see something else that I can help you with. But I think that pretty much covers it. The surface roots can be pruned away. Just don't do too much at one time.
Much. I appreciate your help.
Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's go to Woodside, California, and talk to Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. I'm doing good. You?
Good. Yeah, I have some questions about, I grow tomatoes on and off, and I heard about different solutions they use for fertilizers. Okay. And one is like taking like your 4-inch, you know, going from your starters to 4-inch and then dropping them in raised planters, and they're taking a raw egg. Have you ever heard of that? And the shell and dropping it at the bottom of the hole?
I don't have any problem with it. I'm not sure that it's cost-effective, Mark, compared to some of the other things that we recommend. But in general, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Tell you what, rather than be rushed, let's chat about tomatoes and fertilizer at a little easier pace when I come back, okay? Hang on with me. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG-ACTIV.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
There are the birds, and here is Howard following the birds back in. Let's get back to the phones. Mark had some more questions about tomatoes. Putting an egg down in the bottom of the hole is fine, Mark. I'd look at the cost considerations. The other thing that you need to understand is the bed preparation that I recommended just a minute ago for stuff in general is what I recommend for tomatoes. Compost, rock minerals, and sugars, you know, tilled into the existing soil. Other people, as far as putting something down in a tomato hole, use earthworm castings with very good results. Some people use Epsom salts with very good results. And so everybody's got a little bit different technique. But if you do the egg, I wouldn't do just eggs as the fertilizer. I'd do the whole amendment array of materials that I talked about in the egg also.
Oh, okay. What about the there's a different, like a tea they use, a liquid?
A compost tea? Yeah, a compost tea is one of the ingredients in the Garrett juice mixture, which we recommend as a liquid fertilizer too. But even that, we don't do just Garrett juice. We prepare the soil with the compost, rock minerals, and sugar first, and then as one of the liquid fertilizer applications, we drench with the Garrett juice mixture, which contains compost tea, and we foliar feed with the same material.
Oh, okay.
So there's not any real quick little trick to use just one thing. If you're going to use just one thing for tomatoes, you know what it would be? I'd go to the feed store, and I'd buy a bag of rabbit pellets, some alfalfa. Alfalfa is one of the best fertilizers for tomatoes you can possibly use. I knew some tomato growers some years ago. I don't know if they're still around or not, but they grew beautiful tomatoes, and the only thing they used for fertilizer was alfalfa, and they used a lot of it around each tomato plant.
Well, that's almost like horse manure, right?
Well, no, horse manure would be quite a bit different. Alfalfa is much better buffered and just a really mild but powerful fertilizer. Horse manure, like chicken manure, can be pretty hot if it's not composted first.
Right.
But rabbit pellets and alfalfa and things like that don't have to be composted before being used.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Good luck with your tomatoes. That's a good start for you. Brian in Orlando, Florida, next up. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Listen, I was just listening to the guy right before me about his tomatoes, and that's I have a great look, so that was good to hear to use rabbit pellets.
Yeah, alfalfa is hard to beat. It's a great product.
My question is, I've been listening to you about the cornmeal, and all of my stuff is in terracotta pots, peppers, tomatoes, and other things. What ratio do I use the cornmeal in? And do I just mix it into the soil or water it in?
Well, what are you trying to use it for, disease control or one of the bed preparation ingredients in general?
Probably more of the disease control.
Okay. What I would do, Brian, rather than trying to figure the percentage or anything, the easy way to do it is just take a handful of whole ground cornmeal and sprinkle it across the surface of whatever the pot size is to where it's yellow, but you can still see some brown through it. That doesn't sound very scientific, but it puts it out at about that 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay,
ratio.
That's kind of what I thought I would do. Because, I mean, I'm on an organic program now.
Well, good.
But I've been listening to that, and I thought, well, you know, this is Florida, and we do have diseases.
Well, there's nothing better as a preventative than the cornmeal. So just sprinkle it across there like, you know, you're putting out a fertilizer, and it'll be yellow, but you'll still be able to see the soil through, and that's as good a rate as you need to use.
All righty, and I'm like I said, I use the Espoma, and I've got some dry natural, what do you call it, humus that I add into the soil. But I'm going to go to the pet store and get me some alfalfa.
Oh, that'd be great. One other tip for you, too, on the cornmeal, since you're going to have it anyway, you can make a cornmeal tea by putting a handful of whole ground cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water and let it sit. Some people argue that it's better to let it sit a long time. Sometimes I just let it sit 30 minutes or so, but whatever you want to do, strain the solids out, use the solids in the soil, and use that tea that you've created, that cornmeal juice, as a foliar spray and a drench if you need to as well for disease control if any start to pop up.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Harold. I love your show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, and call us again. Here's Sandy. Yeah, Sandy Stern in Chicago. Hey, Sandy.
Hi. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
I was wondering, on the corn gluten for the yard, you said that's pretty much for weeds and pre-emergent. Does it do anything for, I have two main problems, the little wild violets and the creeping Charlie, the ivy type stuff that's coming in?
Well, yes and no, Sandy. It will help you with any weed, including crabgrass, violets, creeping Charlie, whatever you've got. If it's seed that you're talking about that are about to germinate to create those plants, if those plants are already there and growing, it won't do anything but fertilize them and make them grow bigger.
So if they're creeping in from next door, like the ivy keeps over, I go out and I'll do the whole line of the yard and start pulling the ivy out so it stays on their yard.
Well, you got to go with something that kills plants at that time. You can use the vinegar You can use the vinegar formula that I recommend, which is 10% vinegar, an ounce or 2 ounces of orange oil, and a little bit of soap, and spray and spot spray and kill all that stuff, violets, Creeping Charlie, whatever. You can also use the commercial product that I have been mentioning called Agra Lawn. And what you do with it is you wet the area completely, dust the Agra Lawn, and then it turns the weeds yellow and then black, and it kills them. And it won't hurt your turf. Now, Chicago, it's a little bit different than here, because in Chicago, you don't have Bermuda and St. Augustine and zoysia. What you have is bluegrass, fescue grass, and rye. The Agra Lawn, you need to be a little bit more careful using it than we do here. It won't hurt our summer grasses at all. Kills the weeds, doesn't hurt the turf. With the winter weeds, it's a little bit, you're going to get a little bit of browning. Won't kill them, but you see what I mean? You got to be a little bit more careful with it.
Right. Do you have any, what's your opinion on a brand called Jonathan Green for Magi-Cal, Love Your Soil, and Green Up, things like that?
What's the name of the company? What's the name of the product?
Jonathan Green.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, because it has things that are supposed to do that puts the microbes in your soil, it says, and it has, for summer, it says Love Your Soil that you put on, and the other ones are Magi-Cal and Green Up in the springtime. And it says that it gets into the soil, loosens up the soil, so the microbes, and so you have more worms and everything.
It's okay. Well, it sounds good. I'm just not familiar with it. I've made a note here, and I will look it up. I'll pull it up on the internet right in just a minute here and see what it says. But they're saying the right stuff, stimulating biological activity. It may be a real good line of products.
It sounded good. That's why I thought you'd probably know about it or recommend it. Maybe it's just up here that's coming out. I'm not sure.
Maybe so. I'll do a search and see what I can find out about it. And if I come up with something, I'll put it on the air.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for your help.
Thank you, Sandy.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Pennsylvania, Crawford, Pennsylvania, and talk to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Well, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. Here's my question. I am about to plant some rhubarb in my raised beds. Now, I've noticed I've been doing the raised beds for about 5 years now, and every year from the end of the season till the spring, I drop about 6 inches. Then I have to refill the beds. How much higher in my bed should I be planting this rhubarb so when it sinks? That's kind of what my problem is. You know, I'm worried about the rhubarb sinking too far.
Man, I'm kind of lost a little bit here, Dave. Where's the soil going?
Well, it just disintegrates.
What are you using to make your beds? What are the ingredients?
Compost and horse manure, aged horse manure.
Wow, that's weird. It's going away that fast. Are you mixing the native soil with it, or are you just planting the plants in this total organic material mix?
Well, I took out the native soil about a foot down because it was all clay and rock.
Okay, that's
so I dug down and filled that, you know, a foot below grade, and then my boxes are a foot above grade.
Okay, well, that's our problem. There's nothing wrong as far as the plant growth, growing things in solid compost and some manure, as long as you don't make the manure too larger percentage, because it'll be too hot and burn the plants. But the most beautiful roses I've ever seen at a growing operation were grown in pots where the company there, it was in Houston, they were using 100% good high quality compost to grow the roses. So you can grow plants in solid compost. It's expensive, plus the fact the compost keeps breaking down, and that's where you're getting your shrinkage that you're dealing with. You'll have better luck long-term if you use the compost and the horse manure that you're using and the other amendments that I recommend mixed into the existing soil. I wouldn't have pulled the existing soil out. So now adding some soil back, like sandy loam or some even native clay, will make you a better bed, actually, and you'll lose that tremendous shrinkage of the bed that you're having to deal with. Let me put you on hold, and we'll chat a little bit more. I've got to run here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees, from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters.
Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. We've got an open line for you all of a sudden here. If you want to jump on, it's 866-444-3478. And, Shelly, I talked to her off the air accidentally. I picked up the wrong line. And now she's dropped off, so she calls back. Mary Rose, let me know. Here's Laura in Cleburne, Texas. Hello, Laura.
Hi. I have a question about fire blight. I treated our Asian pear tree about 3 years ago and was able to get rid of it, and we had a good season last year. But this year it's back, and I cannot find the recipe you gave me. So if you can please give it to me again.
Well, it's pretty simple. What is the plant that you have?
Asian pear tree.
Your Asian pear. That makes sense. Asian pear is one of the most delicious fruits in the world, but it is susceptible to fire blight. Fire blight can be knocked out, and you don't have to spray when it's in flower or do the, you know, jumping through hoops that other people recommend, you know, using streptomycin and stuff like that. The thing that you can spray anytime and shut it down is hydrogen peroxide. And hydrogen peroxide, you can mix from the grocery store 50-50, and that gives you about a little over 1% solution, and spray with it, and it does a great job. If you add the Garrett juice to it, which you might as well do, because then you get foliar feeding benefit, as well as the control of the bacterial disease fire blight.
Okay, and my other question is, it seems to have started by attacking the little flower bunches on the ends of the little, like, half-inch in diameter or quarter-inch branches. Should I cut those branches off?
If you do cut the dead and the burned and looking foliage off, it'll tidy things up, and it might help the control better. But if you do that, have some hydrogen peroxide in a quart spray bottle and spray the pruners and spray the cuts as you're going. Same thing that we recommend when you're dealing with rose rosette on roses, same kind of thing. And by the way, if you do mix Garrett juice with it when you're spraying the tree, don't use the Garrett Juice Pro, because the hydrogen peroxide will kill or damage at least the microbes in the Garrett Juice Pro. Just use regular Garrett juice, the original formula.
Okay. And one more question is, my neighbors pear trees about 50 feet away from mine, and it also has fire blight.
Mm-hmm.
If he did, and it looks like it's taken over most of the tree. That can, at 50 feet, can that transfer over to mine?
Well, it probably is possible, but here's the other thing I should have already mentioned to you. Sounds like you've been listening to me, Laura, and you may have already done this, but the way you control fire blight and any other pest or disease issue is to get the flare exposed at the base of the tree dramatically. Even if it looks like it's exposed to you a little bit already, expose it more. Really have it dramatic. And then you can take care of the fire blight with your hydrogen peroxide spray, and it won't come back, or it rarely will come back. And the neighbor, all I can tell you is try to talk to them and get them to do the same thing and get them back into production, and then we've got a new organic gardener on our hands over there.
Okay, good.
All right?
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks for calling. The other thing is there's a commercial product called BioSafe Commercial Line that I love. I think it's a great product. I had somebody that I need to talk to this week ask me about one of the ingredients, and there's an acid in it that actually I've done some studies on from another university. I forget the name of it. It's something with a P, paregoric acid, something like that. And it's another alternative herbicide, like using acetic acid, you know, the vinegar. And it's one of the acids that's used in these organic sprays that I don't think is too toxic to handle at all. The things that are too toxic to handle, which are still being sold out there and still being recommended by some people and some universities, in fact, most universities, is Roundup. And the thing that is so hard to get across to everybody that's a fallacy is this thing they keep repeating. They're just parroting what other people have said, and it's not true. They keep saying that Roundup, when it's sprayed and when it's dry on the plant, it's not toxic anymore, and then when it's in the soil, it's inactive, it doesn't do any damage. Well, both of those things are lies. And they're big lies. Roundup doesn't go away at all. Roundup stays in the soil. It contaminates the soil. It kills microorganisms. It's why it has caused so many problems in agriculture, and a lot of the farmers are finally realizing that and getting away from it because it's not even letting their crops deteriorate in a no-till system because it's killing the microbes in the soil. It also kills the microbes in the gut of wildlife, pets, livestock, you and me. It is one of the most destructive things and dangerous chemicals still in the market. Roundup, the glyphosate in it and also the inactive ingredients. There's nothing safe about them, and it's something you need to get away from as soon as you can. And people that are talking about it being safe around you, you know, try to help straighten them out. It's all on our website, dirtdoctor.com, and more in detail at Texas Organic Research Center.org. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.